Hello and welcome to a very special episode of We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books, and we know you do too. I'm Niamh Bennett, but that is very much beside the point today, because this show is all about our listeners. As well as reading, they enjoy writing. And you might remember that way back before something called COVID came along, we held a creative writing competition. You sent in entries in your hundreds, and we had quite the job whittling your incredible creativity down to just 10 winners. Well, now we're bringing you those winners and their stories one by one on our radio station and on our We Love Books podcast feed. Our winners were very patient with us and waited a long time until it was deemed safe to come into RTE and record their work. And now we present to you our top writers. Today we meet one of our highly commended writers who wrote on the theme, Your What? Aoife Brett-Grout.
Hi, my name is Aoife Grout and my story is called Your What? You're Alive. I was in Scaligia in Galway when I wrote this story. The story is about someone's sister dying and trying to get over it, but they can't. And then the sister comes back alive to celebrate her memory. I'm not sure what inspired my story, but I was thinking of doing something more sad because I feel like sad things have more of an impact on you. Writing doesn't really come naturally, but it was a very fun exercise. There's a lot of different writers that inspire me, some like Agatha Christie. They have a lot of plot twists and a lot of interesting words and stuff. I write kind of short stories in my own time. It feels like I'm getting all the stuff in my mind out on a page, and it's really relaxing for me. This is my story, You're What? You're Alive. I hope you enjoy. Standing there, looking at my sister was torture. It all seemed like a dream. Everything went so slowly. The medics, as they rushed about, my mom, as she turned away crying, and my dad comforting her, and the machine that was beeping, slowly losing its rhythm. Then the chaos stopped, and the worst silence descended into the room, before the beeping machine slowing down, until finally all to be seen was a long green line and a sound I'll never forget. Emily was my oldest sister. We did everything together. I grieve every day and I try to get over it, but I can't. Emily was the oldest and my opposite. She was outgoing, determined, and loud, while I was quieter. Yet we still got on like a house on fire. Every day after school, I'd go to sit on our rock in the woods nearby. Weirdly, I've always felt a connection to Emily while I'm there. It's like she's looking at me, and I feel ashamed at the sense of happiness inside. It was a Wednesday afternoon when I saw her. I was heading down to the forest as usual, but for some reason that Wednesday was different. My connection with Emily suddenly felt stronger than before. The fluffy white clouds gently parted to allow a beautiful beam of sunlight shine directly in front of me. I thought I heard angel voices coming from the sky. Then, from the low-hanging clouds, a figure appeared and gently floated down towards me. It was Emily. Something was not quite right, though. This Emily was different. While her face was the same, her eyes were sad, and this was not the Emily I knew. So then I asked, Emily, why are you like this? You're so grey and sad and nothing like the Emily I knew. Ivy, she said lovingly, I'm not really here. I'm just a memory. Every time you think of me, it's with sad feelings that makes your memory of me unbearably painful. You must look back and remember the good times. And then I'll be happy. I stood there, not quite believing what happened, but with a new sense of joy in my heart, because I knew what I needed to do. That night, I went home. I started my memory book to honour Emily's life. I filled it with pictures of fun times and messages we shared together. There was one last thing I needed to do. My family never spoke about Emily, but I knew how important it was to talk about her. So the next day, I sat with my mom and dad, and we shared our memories all through the day and late into the evening, and laughed and cried together until the sun went down, and it did not bring pain nor sadness. It brought happiness to our lives, and we could finally move on.
And you can listen to our other winning entries anytime you like on our We Love Books podcast feed. And you can find plenty of jam-packed episodes of We Love Books there too, of course. A big thank you to all of our fantastic writers who entered the competition, to all of our wonderful winners, and to you for listening. I'm Niamh Bennett, this is We Love Books, and until next time, happy reading!